Somebody who's real easy to get along with, you'd say they're...
A good person to get along with.
Okay, always smiling, and you say he's...
Really a nice fellow.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs and always dropping...
He's skinny.
But if he's always dropping things and...
He's weak.
Or if he's stumbling over his feet and dropping things, you'd say he's...
Pretty weak.
Would you use the word like clumsy or awkward?
Yeah, clumsy. He sure is clumsy.
Okay. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
Fool.
And somebody who never spends any money.
Is what?
What would you call him?
A bum, a beat.
Okay. But say if he's got plenty of money and he just really hangs on to it, he's a...
Beat. Bum, still a bum and a beat right on, because he don't want to spend none on himself, nobody.
Okay. And when you say that person is common, what does that mean?
Well, it's anybody, just like you or me.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're talking about an old person, maybe up in their 80s or so, who still gets around real well, you say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
Mighty strong.
Okay. Would you use a word like spry or pert?
Mighty spry.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried about it.
Or a little... You say, huh?
What'd you say?
You'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
Worried about it.
Or...
Uneasy.
Okay. And you might say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't...
Mm-hmm. Do that again.
Just don't worry.
It's
going to be all right. Just don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Just don't
worry about it. You'll be all right.
And you say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Turn on the light.
Yeah, I'm too...
Too afraid.
Okay. And, you say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
So you don't understand why she's afraid?
Yeah, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
I don't know the answer for that.
You say she didn't used to be, or she used not to be, or used to be afraid, or...
Nothing ain't gonna bother.
Huh?
She used to go up there.
She used to go up there. I don't see why she's scared now. Nothing ain't gonna bother.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't lock the door, you'd say he's mighty. What with his money? He's mighty.
He mighty cares for his money.
Okay. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Any other word?
Silly.
Would you ever use the word queer or quar?
Queer. Queer, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, just like, if I go to act, like now, if I change it from what I was yesterday when you come in, and you go to acting a little funny today, you say, oh boy, yeah, you don't act like you act yesterday, you act funny today.
Uh-huh.
That would quell me.
And somebody who makes up his own mind and then there's no use in arguing with him, you can't make him change his mind, you tell him, don't be so...
Nosy.
Or...
Fresh.
But say if he does things his way and he won't listen to anybody else, you'd say that he's...
Crazy.
Would you use the word stubborn or set or...
Yeah, well, that's all the same. Stubborn and crazy. You'd call him stubborn or crazy one.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's
mean
mighty...
Mean guy.
Huh?
He's a mean man.
Okay. But he gets mad just like that. Mm-hmm. You say he's...
High temper.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Angry.
Okay.
Mad.
And if somebody's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
Take it easy. Don't go all to pieces. Take it easy.
Or just keep...
Quiet.